It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we talk to an author about the rich musical history behind a chair factory in Grafton, Wisconsin.
First, the Wisconsin survey shows that 48% of Wisconsinites polled support increasing fees like the gas tax or vehicle registration fees to pay for road construction and repair in the state. That's compared for 33% of survey responders who said Wisconsin should continue to borrow money to pay for transportation funding.
Craig Thompson's with us now to talk about some of the options being considered when it comes to funding road construction and repair here in the state. He's the executive director of the Transportation Development Association. Craig, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Well, to put some of this in context, from where you're sitting, how bad are the roads in Wisconsin? How much need is there for maintenance and construction here in the state?
Well, you know, Wisconsin, historically, we've done a pretty good job, but we do have more and more of our, you know, both city, town, county roads, and then some of our state roads that are getting in worse condition. Right now, according to engineers, we've got about 21% of our roads that are in poor or worse condition, and we've got about 12,000 bridges in the state that are considered structurally deficient. So, it's getting to be a serious situation.
Now, as things stand currently, how do we pay for our roads? Where does the money come from?
Well, in Wisconsin, about a quarter of our transportation money comes from the federal government. The rest of it is a combination of gas tax revenues, vehicle registration fee revenues, and bonding.
And how much of a shortfall do we have taking those sources, comparing them to the need? How short are we on money?
Well, we're significantly short. The annual amount is about $3.6 billion for the budget, and we're probably about $600 million short per year, or about $1.2 billion over the biennium.
So a lot of people, politicians and others, talking about a need for more money, but it seems like there's a long list of possible ideas, bonding, increasing gas tax, user fees, trying to get a toll road down the road. And one thing they all have in common is most people dislike those ideas. How hard is it to get a consensus on a way to pay for roads?
Well, you know, it's difficult, but I think we are seeing in the poll that you're referencing, we're watching in other states as well. I think more and more people are coming to the idea that they would rather pay as we go rather than, you know, an over-reliance on bonding. There's an appropriate level of bonding for major capital projects like that, but if you simply rely on bonding to fund all of the projects and you don't increase the revenue stream, then you end up getting eaten up by debt service. And I think we're getting close to that, and what the governor recommended, which was to significantly put more on bonding, we felt went way too far down that route. So I think what we're seeing is some people are coming to the realization that some very modest fee increases is probably a better way to go.
Talking to Craig Thompson with the Transportation Development Association, looking at how we pay for our roads in Wisconsin, linked to the results from the new Wisconsin survey. And Craig, that survey, as we mentioned, 48% of respondents said they'd support, as a way to pay for roads, some kind of increased fees to fund transportation. What are the options? What kind of fees are being kicked around that we might increase to pay for roads?
Well, our current revenue stream is basically the registration fees we pay when we register our car, which is right now $75 a year, which is, you know, quite a bit lower than any of our neighbors. And then there's our state gas tax, which is in 30.9 cents a gallon. So those are really the two revenue streams that are on the books right now.
And looking at the gas tax, people have pointed to this as a problem. If we're paying for by the gallon, and our cars are getting better gas mileage, or maybe even eventually using no gas, there are fewer gallons being used, less money coming in, even though the roads are being used just as much. Is that being seen as maybe not a viable way to look for our future funding needs for transportation?
Well, you know, I think, Rob, on one hand, a lot of folks have looked at eventually transitioning. You know, the gas tax has always been viewed as a user fee, and eventually, is hopefully we continue to keep getting either, you know, more fuel efficient or more hybrids and more electrics, which would be a great thing. Eventually, that may be unsustainable. But I think in the short term, as you said, if we're getting better gas mileage, so we are paying less in gas tax, but That in the short term can be addressed by adjusting the gas tax so that we pay, you know, the same amount at least as we used to be paying.
Now, politicians don't always like to have a vote to increase a tax, gas or otherwise, on their resume come election time. Do you think that there's the political will there to do something like that?
Well, I think that's the question right now. What we're seeing in many other states, including red states, is that they have decided. Iowa just increased their gas tax 10 cents within the last month here. South Dakota just increased theirs. Idaho, Utah, Georgia, Wyoming, quite a few states have about 14 states in the last year or two have increased their gas tax or some version of that. So, you know, every state's different. And it wouldn't have to be the gas tax. They could look at registration fees or others. But to either put it off ends up increasing the cost, or to simply put more on borrowing, you know, increases the cost in the form of debt service.
Now, for that vehicle registration fee, you just mentioned that as an option. How big an increase could there be before people have sticker shock and aren't happy about a big jump in that fee?
You know, that's all a matter of, I think, perception and what. One of the reasons we do have a low registration fee and we've gone more on the gas tax is because, you know, registration fees only impact people that live in Wisconsin, whereas a gas tax, you get, you know, motorists that are traveling through Wisconsin, they pay that as well. So we have gone more on that. But our neighbors, you know, like Iowa and Minnesota, for example, and Michigan, have some sort of value-based fee. So like in Iowa, you pay 1% of the value of your car plus some weight factor. So if you buy a $25,000 car, then it's a $250 fee. It's all what people's expectations are and what they're comfortable with.
Now, speaking of neighbors, our neighbors to the south have a solution, toll roads that a lot of Wisconsinites, based on their experience driving in Illinois, haven't historically liked. But there maybe is some growing, people are warming to that idea in certain circumstances. The Wisconsin Policy Research Institute has been calling for toll roads or exploring the option for a long time. Is that an option short term? Is it an option long term in Wisconsin?
Well, short term, it really isn't, because right now there's a federal prohibition on tolling existing interstate miles, which dates back to when the federal government provided states with the money for the freeway system. Now, a lot of states are making the argument that, these interstates reached 50 years old a while ago and are at the end of their life and are in the process of being rebuilt, as we're seeing right now, you know, with the Zoo Interchange and the Marquette Interchange and some areas of I-94. And so they feel that argument no longer holds, and if the federal government isn't going to come up with additional funds, that they should allow states to be able to toll. But as of right now, that prohibition still stands. So, you know, for example, for this upcoming budget, that's really not an option that's on the table.
Now, we've been talking about the getting money here, the tax and revenue side. Spending-wise, some people have said too much is going toward big projects in southeastern Wisconsin in particular, at the expense of local roads in northern Wisconsin and elsewhere. Do you see that as a problem?
Well, you know, I just was with the cities, towns, and counties talking about a lot of this, and what they view as the problem more is our reliance on bonding, because that money does not get down to them, and so the funding for the locals has gone down, but a lot of these big projects that we've talked about, the counties association and towns association and league of municipalities, they say they recognize that in the process of rebuilding the zoo, for example, that you have to do it in a way that is going to last for the next 50 years. So I think they're looking at the lack of ongoing revenue being the bigger problem for funding of locals than those projects.
Craig, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
That's Craig Thompson, Executive Director of the Transportation Development Association, with us to discuss the Wisconsin survey results on transportation funding options here in Wisconsin.